F. Stonebanks, Assistant Council Organiser and Publicity Officer, that's a title and a half, for the National Garden Scheme East and Mid Sussex, who raise money for charity. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Ace. It's quite a mouthful, Mark, isn't it?
But you see, long titles mean you're very important.
Oh, well, I'm not quite so sure about that, but I'll take your word for
it. It's true. Now, you're going to give us some of the gardens that are open in our area for August.
I am indeed. Just a quick hello to Jean first.
Hello, Jeff.
Are you well?
I'm very well, sir.
Goody. Okay, then. Seriously, now, though, it's August. I mean, it'll be not long before it's going to be Christmas, but let's take a look at the gardens opening next month for the National Garden Scheme.
Can you not mention Christmas, by the way, on this programme? It's
just too early
to talk about Christmas. My wife said to me the other day, on one of the shopping channels, they were getting ready with your special offers for Christmas.
It's depressing, really.
It is very depressing. Let's focus on the summer. Great gardens.
All the gardens I'm going to mention, unless I mention otherwise, are going to serve homemade teas and allow children in free. We'll begin here first in East Sussex, where listeners will find a brand new garden, Campbellot Hall in Lower Dicker near Helsham, and it's going to open from 2 to 5 on the 5th and 6th. It's a 3-acre country garden with lovely views across fields and hills to the South Downs. All design and planting has been done by the owner, and this time they've also got an evening opening on Friday the 25th from 5 to 8, and admissions to all dates is £4, beg your pardon. The county organiser's garden in East Sussex, Bettles Farmhouse in Butlers Lane, Hurstmonceux, will open on the 12th and 13th of August. The mainly herbaceous 1-acre garden surrounds a 16th century farmhouse with views of the South Downs. And in August, you can relax and listen to live jazz in the garden, and it's open from 2 to 5, with entry £6. Over in West Sussex, there's Champs Hill in Waltham Park Road, Cold Waltham, near Pulborough. It's celebrating its 40th year of opening. It's been developed around 3 disused sand quarries since 1960. Its most striking feature is a collection of over 300 cultivars of heather. The garden also has some interesting sculptures and stupendous views. It'll open on Sunday the 13th of August from 2 to 5 with entry £5. Next up in West Sussex, a 3-acre tranquil country garden featuring a working walled kitchen garden with long herbaceous borders and a wide range of fruit and vegetables. This is at Fittleworth House in Fittleworth near Pulborough. Its August opening days of the 9th and the 16th will focus on families with invisible disabilities such as autism and Tourette's, and here, for these two events, the gardens are open by donation rather than entrance fee. Over now in Surrey, there are two gardens on offer. On the 6th of August, from 2 to 5.30, you'll find 41 Shelvers Way in Tadworth will open. Visitors say it's one of the most colourful back gardens in Surrey. Cobbles and shingles support grasses and self-sown plants with bubble fountain. Annuals, phlox and herbaceous plants ensure colour well into September, and its entry there will be £4. On the 20th of August, visit Pratcham Grange, Tanhurst Lane, Holmborough St Mary, which will open from 1 to 5pm. It's a 5-acre garden overlooked by Holmbury Hill and Leith Hill. Its features include two ponds, joined by a cascading stream, extensive scented rose and blue hydrangea beds, herbaceous borders and a cutting flower garden. And it'll open from 1 to 5pm, entry £5. Moving over now then to North East Hampshire, we've got two gardens opening in Alton on the Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th from 2 to 5. There's a combined admission here of £5. A warm welcome awaits at 42 White Down, a small town garden. It's a late summer feast for the eyes, showing what can be done with a small space. The owners have created an exuberant and varied collection of shapes, colours and textures. A few minutes walk away from the town centre, yet quiet and peaceful, there's 22 Mount Pleasant Road, and you can see three garden rooms divided by arches and espalier fruit trees. Next up in North East Hampshire, opening on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of August, from 1.30 to 5.30, is Wheatley House, Wheatley Lane, located between Binstead and Kingsley. It's situated on a rural hilltop with panoramic views over Alice Holt Forest and the South Downs. The owner admits to being more of an artist than a plants woman, and has had great fun creating the garden. An admission there is £4.50. Just a quick bit of information. The week commencing the 12th of August sees the National Garden Scheme's Gardens for Health Week, promoting the positive impact gardens can have on health and well-being. Many gardens across the country will be opening for private functions to help promote the initiative. My own garden trip will be inviting people from associated with the Association of Carers working across Sussex. I'm also open for the scheme for my last time in 2017, on Sunday the 6th of August. So there we have it, Mark, my selection for August. As usual, more information can be found at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling 01483 211535. That's 01483 211535. 211-535-8305, Monday to Friday. And I look forward to providing an update next month.
Oh, lovely stuff, Jeff. We love you having coming on the programme, and thank you so much for your updates.
You're most welcome. Cheers.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Jeff Stonebanks there, who's always bringing loads of great ideas of places to visit locally. And I will mention this one as well.